I used to have a Motorola radio in my car, 110-watt deck. I had it set to about 90. And I was sitting at a traffic light at Telegraph and Schoolcraft, right in front of the White Castle there, and there was a police car sitting next to me. And I was calling a friend out in Ann Arbor. And I was coming over the cop's radio. He heard everything I said. He didn't hear who I was calling, obviously, because he was in the 155 megahertz area. And light turned green, and I started pulling away, and he pulls me over. I said, you can't be speeding. I must have a broken taillight or something. He goes, I heard you talking through your radio. I went, why didn't you answer me? He gave me that eye roll, yeah, like I could talk to you. I went, okay. I said, well, officer, that's called fundamental overload. You were close by, and you heard me through the speaker, but you didn't hear who I was talking to. I was talking to a fella in Ann Arbor. He goes, that's not possible. I go, oh, yeah, it is. Then he looked on my hump. I had three Motorola radios, one on VHF, one on UHF, and one on 900 megahertz. He goes, holy smokes, who do you talk to on that radio? I go, anybody I want to. He goes, can you talk to me? I says, if I had your frequency programmed in, and I says, I do have your receive channel, I just don't have your transfer channel in there. I says, because I'm not allowed to talk up there anyway, so unless I had my general radio telephone operator's license. And I'm not talking a general class license. That's a completely different license. Most people that repair radios have a GROL. Even a lot of people who are engineers of radio stations, you know, FM, AM, FM, or TV stations, a lot of those people have general radio telephone operator's licenses, which allow them to operate up there and do testing and stuff. But he says, well, he says, and I guess you're not making a lie. He says, and even if I was, you can't do anything about it because that's a federal thing and you're not a federal officer.